Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Dalad, and we're going to begin on Mem Gimel on the base. Says the Gemara, 9 lines from the bottom. Nechemi b'reid Rav Chnoi mashvtei shmaitza. Rav Chnoi b'chloi started learning, and he got engrossed in his learning, and he lost track of where he was walking. V'nofak chutz l'tchum. And he walked outside of his tchum. Amalei Rav Chizla Rav Nachman. So Rav Chizla told Rav Nachman, Nechemi talmitcha shor b'tzar. He's in tzar because he's stuck out there, and like we learned, that if you leave your tchum, you're limited to being able to walk only dalet amos. So he's limited to these dalet amos outdoors for the rest of Shabbos. Amalei, so do you have any solution for him? So he says, yeah, I have the following solution. Aseilo mechitzis shemnei adam v'ikones. Make for him a human mechitza, a human partition. I mean, take a group of people that should surround him. And the halacha, as we learned, as we're going to learn in a moment, is that when somebody's enclosed in an area, then that whole area he's allowed to walk in. So since he can walk in that entire area, so the simplest way of learning the Gemara is make that the circle of people should go from where he is all the way into his tchum. Obviously he didn't take such a large walk. And then, once he can walk within that circle, he'll be able to, he's already back into his tchum, and once he's back into his tchum, he could go back to as he was. There's a very big machloikus. When we speak, and I'm just going to point it out, and then we'll appreciate it more as we get deeper into the shiur. When we speak about this human circle, does it mean a walking human circle, or is it a stationary human circle? Because if we have a walking human circle, it may be easier. Because let them, even if you don't have such a large group, and even if he wandered away pretty far from his tchum, they could keep on walking with him until they get within the tchum. Many mefarshim say that a walking human mechitzah is fine. The Mishnah Berurah seems to feel that way. If you're going to rely on a mechitzah shnei adam, which the Ramah says you should not rely, certainly very b'di'evet to rely on a mechitzah shnei adam, but a walking mechitzah shnei adam, when you're relying on it, may be acceptable. Other mefarshim say that we're talking about a stationary mechitzah shnei adam. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Rav Nachman Yitzchak Achuri de Rava, V'yosef Rava Kamei de Rav Nachman, Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rava, Ma'ak Kamei Ba'alei Rav Chizda. When Rav Chizda is questioning if this mechitzah shel bnei adam will work, what is his question? Ilem b'demola gavri eskinen. If we're talking that you have enough people to form the human circle, and thereby, once you have the circle, he'll be, if he stays within the circle, he'll be able to get back into his tchum, and therefore the shaila is, the shaila is limited to something that we've discussed from the Mishnah of Hilchos Kreg Gamliel, Ein Halacha Kreg Gamliel, that where Gamliel says that an enclosed area, no matter how large it is considered a dalet amos. And therefore, if the human circle is just an issue that because of it you have enough that puts him back into the tchum, and now we want to know, will that be adequate to be considered as if he's walking in an area that he may walk? And that, and therefore the question really is reduced to, do we pass him like Rav Gamliel or not? That's one way of understanding the Gemara's concern. Idilma, perhaps the Gemara's shaila is b'deloy mali gavriskinen. We don't have enough people to form a circle that if he'll go from one end of the circle to the other end of the circle, he'll already be back in his original tchum. You just don't have enough people. So what you need to do is have a gap from the end of the circle to his tchum. And the Gemara Shail is, we're going to learn later in our parak of Mitzvah Shem, the Rebbe Lezer says that if you get within 2 amos of your tchum, then you can walk those last 2 amos. So perhaps the human circle is certainly fine. And if the human circle got you into the new tchum, everything would be great. Here the concern is that it might not have gotten you into the new tchum. You had enough people only to get you within 2 amos of the new tchum. But then we could rely on Rebbe Lezer or not. Says the Gemara, Pshita b'dloy mola gavriskinen, that the question here on the table was when you don't have enough people. That you could form a human circle with enough people, might boilei. What's the question? Didn't we just learn yesterday that ha'omer Rav halacha k'Rav Gamliel b'dir v'sar v'sfina? that the halacha is that in any enclosed area, it's considered like Dalet Amis. So if you have a human mechitza that gets this person back into the tchum, and it's totally enclosed, there would be no shaila. It must be that when he was questioning if this eitzah will work, elavadai, but the loy molu gavriskinen, where you don't have enough people, it'll only get you within 2 amos of the tchum. And the question is, Rebbe Elazar, can we rely on Rebbe Elazar's heter that once you're within 2 amos of the tchum, you're safe or not? Dekanami, and I'll prove to you that's what was the question. The kamalei yikonis, that he can enter. What does enter mean? Ma yikonis la v'loy mechitza. That it means you got to a certain point, and now you want to be able to enter. How do you want to be able to enter? Because you have less than 2 amos, and we can rely on Rebbe Elazar. So,
how does this work? If you have das.
Oh, we're going to get there. That's the end of the sugya. You're already at the end of the sugya. Now, what we were up to here is, till this moment, that the Gemara seems to take it for granted that a human mechitza, that a petition made out of human beings, is certainly fine. The question is, will it work in Hilchas Eruvin? But if a human petition is considered a mechitza, that's fine, and can be done, and can be, not A, that it's a mechitza, and B, that it could be made on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rav Nachman Yitzchak Garavel, it says a braisa regarding Hilchas Sukkah, Nafel Doifnoi, if one of the walls of the Sukkah fell down, L'yamva Adam Behem V'Kelim. You shouldn't take people, animals, or Kelim, and just, you can't erect a wall on Shabbos and Yontif, but just tell a person to stand there, tell an animal to stand there, put down a keli there. V'lo yaskiv is a mitzvah, you shouldn't pick up a bed, lifus l'sadin, and then put on it a piece of material. L'fisha ein oisn arab b'tchil b'yontif, you're not allowed to erect, you're not allowed to construct a wall on Yontif, v'ein tzarech loim b'Shabbos. So even if this is an oil arai, even if it's a temporary wall, still you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos or Yontif. So you see here that you're not allowed to make a human mechitza. Because if you're allowed to make a human mechitza, what's the problem when the sukkah wall fell down? Just ask your friend to stand there. Amalei, at Amrit Lamaha, you brought me this braisa, which clearly indicates that you're not allowed to construct a human mechitza Shabbos Yontif. However, I'll bring you a different braisa. The braisa says, Oysa Adam es chaveri doifin, a person could ask his friend to act as a wall, kadei shiyoichel v'yishtein v'yoshin, that he should be able to eat or sleep or drink in the sukkah. Furthermore, v'yiskev as a mitzvah, he could pick up his bed, v'yifasul as sadin, put on a piece of material, because I should say, tipal chamel a mes, if you're worried that the shade shouldn't hit a mace, and as we learned many times in Masechta Shabbos, a mace is muks on Shabbos, so you can't move him. So what you'll do is, you'll put this contraption up. Or you worry that your food, v'loichlin, shouldn't get ruined. So now he's saying, I'm basing my psak that you could ask the person to act as a mechitza on this second braisa. But now we have a problem. We have 2 braises that contradict each other. 1 braisa says that you're allowed to make a human mechitza on Shabbos Yontem. 1 says you're not allowed to. Kashna adodi, says the Maraloi Kasha. Hara beleza hara rabbonin. So machlok se beleza rabbonin. The Tanan, if you remember when we learned the Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnah talks about the following case. Pekak chaloyim is a window shutter. A window shutter, the question is, are you allowed to put it up to close your window? Rebbe Lez Oimer, Bizman Shekosh V'Toli, if 2 conditions are met, what are the 2 conditions? Number 1, that this shutter is tied to the window, and number 2, it's tied in a way that it doesn't go all the way down to the floor, it's suspended. So thereby, Rebbe Lez says, when you just take such a suspended, tied board and you put it up against the window, it doesn't look like you're doing binyan. Bizman shekosher, when it's tied to the window, the tully and suspended from the floor, then Rebbe Elazar says poikin kimboy. Vimlav, but if you're missing these conditions, that means even if it's tied but it's not suspended, then ain't poikin kimboy. It will look like binyan. Vachamimrim, benkach, it doesn't make a difference, poikin kimboy. You could use it to close your window. It's interesting, we'll remind you of something we learned in Masechta Shabbos. When we learned this Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Rashi said that the din of a pekak chaloyim, the din of that Mishnah, only refers to a skylight, to something on the roof. But something on the sides of the house, Rashi said, Rebbe Elazar will agree, there's no problem. He'll agree to the Rabbanim. That's how Rashi learned. Tosfos asked the question of Rashi, Taisus says, how could you say that the machloikus of Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbanan is limited to the roof? Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara is not talking on the roof. Our Gemara is talking about the walls. Yet our Gemara says that the machloikus of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan is relevant. So you see that Rabbi Lezer says his din, says Taisus to Rashi and Masech to Shabbos, not only on the roof, but even on the side. And that's the halacha. In fact, the Ritva says what must have happened is that Rashi first learned Pshat like he did in Masechta Shabbos, but after he learned Masechta Erevin, because in Masechta Erevin Rashi also explained that we're talking about the sides, that after he learned Masechta Erevin he agreed that Tosfos is right. Ask the Gemara, how could you connect these two, that the two brises should be reflecting the machloikus of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan, v'itmalo amar Rabbi b'bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, hakom moedim shein oil arei b'tchil b'yontif v'ntzarech lem b'shabbos, to go construct and erect something from scratch, there's no machloikus of Rabbi Lezer chachamim. It's certainly usur. The whole machloikus, says the Gemara, el lechleku el lohaisa, where it already was there and you want to put back on or you want to add to it. Shebeleza oimer, Rabbi Lezer's machman says even then eimay sifin b'yontav ein tzarech lohaim b'shabbos. V'chamam eimay sifin. But here, what are we talking about? We're talking about creating a mechitza with human beings. The Chacham and Rabbi Lezer aren't discussing that. Could be that everybody will agree that that's usur, says the Gemara. So we're back to where we started. We have these two brises. How do we reconcile them? Eloi kasha, hakra meya hakra Yehuda. We'll have to say that the machloikas of the two brises represent a machloikas of meya Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, osl behema doifin sukkah. If somebody went and made his animal as a wall of the sukkah, Ramei paisel. Ramei says that animal cannot serve as a wall of the sukkah. Why can't an animal serve as a wall of the sukkah? So Rashi explains, I'm going to say the reason Rashi says, Shema Yivrach, you always have to worry that the animal is going to run away. Rabbi Yehuda Machsha, Rabbi Yehuda says, an animal could be a wall. Says the Gemara, Ramei, the Kapasal Hasam, Ramei that says that an animal can't serve as a wall of a sukkah, Amla Mechitzi, so it's not considered a legitimate wall. If it's not a legitimate wall, you can make mechitzes out of animals. Hachashari, the Lamidikovitz. That's why you can ask an animal, not ask, you can't talk to animals, but you can put an animal and make him into a wall. Rabbi Yehuda Kamachsha Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda that says that an animal can serve as a wall, Amma Mechitzahi, so it's considered a legitimate wall, and therefore Hacha Asr. And therefore, you can't take him and make him into a mechitza because it's considered erecting, constructing a wall on Shabbos. So Rashi asks the obvious question. Rashi says, the brice that says that you could use an animal for, that you could take, if your wall fell down, you could take an animal and make him a wall, we're explaining is going according to Rameya. Because Rameya holds that's not considered binyan b'Shabbos. So Rashi says, good, it's not considered binyan b'Shabbos, but it's also not considered a kosher sukkah. So how's the brayser telling you do it? Taki, you won't have a problem of binyan, but you'll have a problem that you don't have a kosher sukkah. So what's the brayser telling you? So Rashi says it's a great question, and Rashi says the Gemara could have actually asked this question on the Teretz, but the Gemara asks a different kasha. But he saw something incredible from the Shaila of Teshuvas Kol Eliyahu. It's a vart that's relevant lahaloch lemaisa. When Ramei says that you can't use an animal for a kosher sukkah, for a wolf or a sukkah. So we explained why. Shema Yivrach, we're concerned the animal is going to run away. That means Rameyer agrees that Midoraisa, an animal, is a kosher wall. What's he saying? Drabonon, I'm concerned Shema Yivrach. So let's look at this situation, he says. You have here, you don't have another sukkah, obviously, that you could go to. Your sukkah fell down. You have to be Mekayim the mitzvah to eat. You have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to drink. You can't do it chutz l'sukkah. So yes, you're going to use an animal. And yes, Reb Meir holds that an animal, midrabonon, the animal chatchila should not be used for a wall. So what should you better do? Not take an animal and eat chutz l'sukkah? Or at least make a sukkah that's kosher midaraisa. That's why the Gemara is very gishmak. Reb Meir is going to say, take the animal. Because considering it building a mechitza, it's not. Why is it not considered building a mechitza? Because Shema Yivrach. But it's still a kosher sukkah midaraisa. That's his tariff. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the Gemara is going to ask another question. What's the other question? The Tisbur, the Gemara asks the question. Aim of the Shamed by the Rameya. When did Rameya say that something is not considered a mechitza, and therefore there would not be an issue of building on Shabbos and Yontif? That's by Behema. So an animal, I could say maybe that b'risa will work, according to Meir. But the b'risa doesn't only talk about an animal. The b'risa talks about Adam and Kalim also. Adam and Kalim mishamitle, what's he going to say? Furthermore, v'su, Remeir that says his psak, they were saying that you could take an animal and place it down and it won't be considered binyan. According to whom does he say his psak? Aliva the man. Ile with the Rebbe Lezer, can't make sense. Lohaisif nami osa. Rebbe Lezer said that you have this shutter, it's tied to the windowsill, still not good, you can't put it on. So he's going to let you take a place that's completely open and deposit it, and that's not going to be an issue to him? El aliva the Rabbanan. You must say that he's going to Rabbanan. But we go back to something we said before. Aim the Amri Rabbanon, we would Rabbanon make a Lahaisa. Well, you already have something and just expanding. But here we're constructing a wall in a place where there is no wall. L'chatchila me Amr, says the Gemara, Elohavahav Rabbanon. We have to go back to trying to understand these two brises. And we'll say both brises reflect Rabbanon. Kalim akalim lekasha. One brise says you can't put a keli to act as your wall. Another brayse says you can use a keli to act as a wall. Habadoifin shlishis, habadoifin revius. So the machlekes Rashi and the Ritva how to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns the Gemara like this. Rashi says a place with only two walls is not really considered an enclosed area. So when you go and you put up the third wall, you're making it into an enclosed area. That's why you're not allowed to do it. It's considered you made an oil. It's considered you made an enclosed area. That's the b'risa that says you can't put a keli. The b'risa that says you can make a keli, you can't put a keli there, is talking that anyway has three walls. So it has anyway three walls. When you put up the fourth wall, you're not really making an oil, because it's already an oil anyway. It's already considered a secluded area anyway. And that's why it's mutter. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva learns different pshat. Ritva says that we're talking about Hilchas Sukkah. In Hilchas Sukkah we know that to be a kosher sukkah midaraisi, you need to have three walls. So if you're putting up the third wall, if you're using the keli to put up the third wall, you're making a kosher sukkah. Building a kosher sukkah on Shabbos Yontiv is asur. But if the sukkah anyway already has three walls, so building the fourth wall is not really accomplishing anything because you had a kosher sukkah anyway. That's why it's mutter. And they could not meet the tani nafal doifna. The brayser that says you're not allowed to do it is talking about the wall that turns it into the wall. Why? Because according to Rashi, it makes it into a secluded area. According to Ritva, it's the wall that makes it into a kosher sukkah. What's the nafkamina between Rashi and the Ritva? Nafkamina between Rashi and Ritva is like this. According to Rashi, an area with two walls is not considered a secluded area. That means according to Rashi, let's not talk about sukkahs. Let's say you have an area that has only one wall. And now you're going to put up another wall. According to Rashi, you did nothing. Because it's still considered an open area. It's not considered any form of a binyan. According to Ritva, it could be an area with one wall, with two walls, is already considered a secluded area. Our Gemara, according to Ritva, is not talking about secluded areas. Our Gemara is talking about Hilchas Sukkah. And Hilchas Sukkah, there are different dinim, three walls are needed. But could be the Ritva will agree that putting up a second wall will be considered made a wall as far as Hilchas Shabbos is concerned. Shmamino. That's how the Gemara answers. Says the Gemara, good. Kalim HaKalim, you answered. Al Adam HaAdam Kasha. What are you going to tell me by a person? And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, we have to learn the Gemara well. The Braisa says, by the Braisa that says that you're using a person, Oysa Adam is Chaveroi, the second Braisa, on Mem Dalav and Alf, says you're taking a person, Kadeshi Yoichel V'yishtoim V'yoshin, in order you should be able to eat and sleep there. So obviously, what are you talking about? A place that's not a kosher sukkah. Because what does the Braisa say? Kadesh yoichel v'yishta. That means till now you couldn't. So the teretz that the Gemara gave, that when am I allowed to ask somebody, when am I allowed to put a keli? And now you say, when am I allowed to put an adam? When I'm not accomplishing anything anyway, because it's a kosher sukkah anyway, you can't say that teretz. Because what does the Braisa say? Oysa adam is chaveri doifin, kadesh yoichel v'yishtoin. That it's not a kosher sukkah. So it's not a kosher sukkah. According to the teretz that we just gave, you can't put a person there. Answered the Gemara, Adam Adam Nami Lakasha. How am I going to answer Adam? Kan Ladas, Kan Shloi Ladas. Now we get to Rabbi Grossman's Ladas. If the person knows, the person that's being used as a wall, knows that he's being used as a wall. That's the way Rashi learns. If the person that's being used as a wall knows he's being used as a wall, then it's Asur. if the person that's being used as a wall doesn't recognize that he's being used as a wall, then it's mutter. So what's the pshat? So Rashi explains very simple. This is the way that Achroinim explain Rashi. You have to learn pshat and Rashi. They say like this. A person generally doesn't stand still in one place. The definition of a wall, the definition of anything constructed in Shabbos and Yontif, means there has to be some sort of a semblance of permanence. So if a person is standing in a spot, I ask him to stand in a spot. If he doesn't realize that I need him to stand there long term, you can't expect him to stand there long term. So therefore, it's not considered a problem, and that's why it's mutter. On the other hand, if I tell a person, listen, I want to sit in the sukkah, do me a favor to stand here. I want to be able to move back into my tchum. Do me a favor, stand here. So he will stand there. I'm asking him a favor, he'll do it. So that does give it a level of permanence. Since it gives it a level of permanence, it's asur. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim, there are two other mahalakim I saw in the Rishonim. One other mahalak I saw is that it's a question of zilzal. It's a zilzal in Shabbos and Yontif to go start making walls, even though they're made out of human beings. So if it's made out of a person, so if the person knows, that's when it's a zilzal. If the person doesn't realize, that's not a zilzal. Another pshat, the Rebbeinu Yonason's pshat, I saw in this Gemara, is like this. We learned the Gemara before like this. What's going to be the halacha? We learned it earlier in the Masechta. What's going to be the halacha like this? You were in an area that was not enclosed, Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they went and they enclosed the area. So till now the area was Rishus HaRabim. Now walls were erected, and now it's Rishus HaYachid. Does it have a din of Rishus HaYachid or not? So the Gemara said like this. L'chumra, it certainly has a din of Rishus HaYachid. That means if I'm going to throw a ball from the Rishus HaRabim into that area, I certainly did the Raisa. The question is, L'kula, will I not be able to carry in that enclosed area? So the Gemara says it depends. If those walls were erected, l'mezid, then you wouldn't be allowed to carry in the area. It's only going to be considered Rishus HaYachid L'kula. If the walls were put up in Shagig, then I'll be able to carry in that area because Rishus HaYachid. So Gemara, Ben Yonis wants to say Ladas and Shloi Ladas is the same as Mezid and Shagig. If the person's there Ladas, so it's considered that I erected something B'mezid, and I can't consider the Rishus HaYachid only L'chumra. I can't use it for Kulis. If it was Shloi Ladas, it's considered like it was done B'Shagig, and since it was done B'Shagig, there won't be a problem. That's how the Ben Yonis learns. What's the nafkamina between all these pshatim? The nafkamina is going to be a very big nafkamina. If you do it from before Shabbos, if you ask the person to stand there from before Shabbos or before Yontif, let's talk about the sukkah. So if you're telling me that the problem is that it's considered doing a ma'isa binyan, like Rashi learns, or like the Rebbeinu Yonason learns, then here you don't have a problem. There's no isa binyan in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. You're actually supposed to build a sukkah before Shabbos or Yontif. But if the thing is af shemilsa, that's a zilzal, then it should make a difference. It's before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Before Yontif or during Yontif. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, how did we get into this conversation? We got into this whole discussion because we had Reb Nechemya wandering out of his tchum, and we asked him to make a human mechitza. Ask the Gemara, Reb Nechemya bereid Reb Chanloi Ladas Hava. There was Ladas. Says the Gemara, Shloim Ladas Hava. No, the people who were used as the human mechitza weren't aware that they were being used as a mechitza. Says the Gemara of Chizda Mila Das Hava. Maybe all the other people that were around Reb Nechemya didn't realize that they were being, so to speak, manipulated. But Reb Chizda knew. Says the Gemara of Chizda Shleiman Aminyan Hava. Reb Chizda wasn't one of the people. And in fact, the Rishonim say that from here we see that let's say you'll have a mechitza made out of a group of people, and one of the people is aware. Since we're saying that Ladas is a problem, as soon as one of the people is aware, it'll ruin it all together. You'll ruin it all together. What? Oh, so now we have another question. We'll ask the question this way. If you let's say we're dealing with a situation of Shloim Midas. You have a group of people, and they're going to form the wall around this person with the Erev. Do they have to stand mamish right next to each other? Or could we say that if there's a space of three tfachim in between them, then you could say, love it. We could have the halacha of Oymid Merubah Lapar, as long as you have Oymid Merubah Lapar, could you employ all of those halachas? So most of the Paiskim say you can employ those halachas. But now the question is, a very interesting Magen Avraham. What do you say the love it from? Do you say the love it from the top part of the body, or do you say the love it from the feet? the feet, it's much harder to have love from one person to the next than from the top part of the body. So they want to connect it to a shayla I discussed earlier. Before I said, this human mechitza, is it a human mechitza only in a stationary, or is it a human mechitza if even in a walking? So they say like this, if it's a human mechitza only stationary, you look at the top part of the body. If it's human mechitza walking, then your feet count, and then you look at it from the bottom of the body. Now, Tosfos asks a very simple question. And based on our Gemara, Tosfos was a Tosfos at the beginning of the Sugya, but now the Oilin will appreciate Tosfos' Kash and Teretz. Tosfos says, the Gemara discussed, let's say you don't have enough people to make a human circle around the person to get him from outside his tchum to inside his tchum. So Tosfos says, I should have a Pashta Eitza. Make a circle with as many people you have. Let him go from till the other end of the circle. Disperse the circle and start again. And then you keep on doing it until you get him into the tchum. So Tosfos says, once you disperse the circle, it's already considered Ladas, when you're going to create the second circle. So you wouldn't be, and we're learning now in the Gemara that this Eitz only works Shloim Adas. So to do it the second time, one work will already be Ladas. Although the Oz don't want to say that it's only from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos, but most don't agree with that. Says the Gemara Vayta, Hana b'nei Ganana, the Olamai b'mechitsh b'nei Adam. There were these people that took water from, so Rashi learns they were carrying from Shusha Rabbim to Shusha Yochid, and how are they able to do it? Based on the Mechitza Shubnei Adam. The Bach quotes Rishonim that disagree on Rashi. They say that our entire conversation in this Gemara about relying on the Mechitza Shubnei Adam was never when we were dealing with the Raisa of carrying from Shusha Rabbim to Shusha Yochid. It only was reflected the Rabbanans, like the wall of a Sukkah, erecting a wall of a Sukkah, which is only a Shaila Binyan the Rabbanan, or Tchumim, which is a Rabbanan, never the Raisa. The Rashi learns he works for even for the Raisa. Nagdin Shmuel. So Shmuel gave them Malchus. Omar, im Omr Shloimidas, if they said Shloimidas works, Yoimru Ladas, will they say that you could create a human wall Ayidei, even know what you're doing? Continue the Gemara. Hani Zika, there were these barrels that were Shadim Riska de Mechuza. They were left outdoors. Bahadi the Osu Rava Mepirka, when Rava came back from Mashir, so when Rava came back from Mashir, there were many people that gathered around him. And they brought him back because these people didn't realize that they were forming a human mechitza around Rava, but they were actually forming that human mechitza, and that's how they were able to carry the barrels back into the Rishus HaYochid. L'shaps achrita boy alinu, they wanted to do the same device the next Shabbos. Vaslu, he said already, now it's osur. Why? Davle kladas. Now it's already considered that they know what they're doing. The first Shabbos, the people weren't aware that they were being manipulated as a human mechitza. They realized what happened, and now, as we learned in the Gemara, Ladasa doesn't work. And that's why it's Asr. Levi Ayla Lativna. Levi brought up hay. Zira Spasa. Spasa is some sort of a growth that they use for animal feed. Rasim Bachir Maya. Water all through this Eitzah of a human mechitza. But as I said earlier in the Shir, the Rama is very clear that we should not rely on a human mechitza, and the Meiri quotes a Ravid, that the Ravid says it's very hard to believe that a person will be manipulated and tell him please stand here and do this and not recognize what's happening, and once he recognizes what's happening, it falls under the category of Ladas, which the Gemara clearly says is Asur. Before we learn the next Mishnah, let's just say a few words of introduction. As we've learned, if somebody leaves his tchum, he can't go more than Dalai Lama's. But certain times, Chazal waived this issue of tchum. Where? If Chazal, certain times, allow a person to travel past the tchum, and now they said, if a person is going to travel past this tchum and be stuck, that he can't move more than Dalai Lama's, he won't ever go. He'll never leave his tchum. And there are certain times I want him to leave his tchum. Two specific situations. One situation is if he's going to say Eidus. We spoke about this. The Eidim came to say when the new moon is. If getting from where they saw the new moon to the Bez in Yerushalayim involved going past the tchum, Chazal said they're allowed to go past the tchum. because they're needed. Now halacha is that once they go past the tchum, even though normally, let's say they get to wherever they get to, or like we'll learn, they may not even get all the way because they're notified that we don't need your edus anymore. Still, Chazal said they could walk 2,000 amah. Otherwise, they're never going to want to come say edus. Or another perfect example, maybe something that we could understand better: a doctor, a midwife, need to go help a patient. If they're going to be told that once you go, you won't be able to walk more than dalan amos, they'll never go. So Taisus says this falls under the category of hitiru soif, and we'll see it in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Hitiru soif mishum tchilasin, because Chazal realized what may eventually happen, they said you could do it now. Says the Mishnah, mishi yotzei b'rishus. Let's say somebody went out to say edus on the new moon, or somebody went out to help a patient, and he's notified Bezdim was already mekandish the new moon. He's notified that the patient, a different doctor arrived, and the patient's fine. So now he has to stop, and the Mishnah says from where he stops, he's not, even though it's past his tchum, he's not limited to Dalet Amos. He can walk as far as he wants. However, if he's within his tchum, what that means, we're going to spend time in the Gemara learning. And says the Mishnah, whoever went out for Hatzalah, Chayzulam Chayim. So there are two very interesting shailos I want to mention. The first shail I'm going to start talking about, and we'll spend more time in Mitzvah Shem hopefully tomorrow. Very, very relevant shail. Our Mishnah is saying that because we want to encourage people to do what they're supposed to do, we want to encourage Adam to come to say Adis, we want to encourage people to go out on a Hatzalah call, if they walk past the Tchum, they're allowed to go back, they get a new Tchum, they're not limited to Dalet Amos. Now the question, whenever you discuss this shaila about Hatzalah calls, doctor going somewhere, is the heter only on the Rabbonans or even the Raisis? Because Tchum is a Rabbonan. So perhaps we were Chazal Mekel only by the Rabbonan, but not by the Raisa. And that's why, let's say a doctor would go see a patient on Shabbos in his car, driving cars ready at the Raisa, it may not be mutter to go back. Somebody goes out on a Hatzalah car, call, he could certainly go, but he can't come back driving his car, because that's already a deraisa. Because the proof from our Mishnah is only the Rabbanan. And even the Ramban points out, even according to the Rishonim that we've discussed, that we'll discuss, that hold that Tchumim is a deraisa, it's not the same deraisa like a real Malacha, because nobody's going to say that you get an Einish, you get a Tzkila for going out of your Tchum, like you do for doing a Malacha on Shabbos. So you can't prove from this Mishnah that a deraisa, that you're glad to do a real malacha deraisa because it's tilu soif mishum tchilasim. Something we'll discuss more. How far does this have to apply? In the same vein of trying to understand how far does this have to apply, there's another shailah. Here we're discussing that a person's not going out for his own benefit. He's going out to tell Bezdin when the moon was seen. He's going out to help someone else. But let's say somebody's going out for themselves. Somebody's not feeling well. So he's allowed to go to see a doctor. And going to see the doctor is mutter, even if it means going past Yitchum. Now Baruch Shem goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you're fine. The doctor does what he has to do. Do we say that since he went out for Heter, he gets a new Tchum? Or do we say, no, who did we give the Heter to? To the doctor. To that Hatzalah member, who we want to encourage that he should continue doing it. So we're going to tell him that you're stuck now in Dalet Amos, he'll never go out. But if a person is sick, he doesn't need any encouragement to have to go take care of himself. Everybody will take care of themselves without encouragement. So maybe the Mishnah's Heter doesn't apply. Or maybe, once Chazal said that if you went out for Rishus, you get a new Tchum, doesn't make a difference if it's you or it's somebody else, the Heter applies. The Shailan the Mefarshim. Begins the Gemara. The Mishnah, when we learned the Mishnah, we pointed this out, set a line that we need to spend time understanding. May ask the Gemara, what does it mean, this line in the Mishnah? Amar Rava. So Rava says, this is what it means. If the destination where this person is going is within his tchum still, so then he's like he never left his tchum. Ask the Gemara Peshitta. Of course, it's not like his it's not like he left his tchum. He actually never left his tchum. What's the Mishnah teaching us? Answer the Gemara. Maratayma hoil v'okar okar. Now maybe so this way Rav explains the Mishnah. Since Chazal said that if he left the tchum, he gets a new tchum. Perhaps even if he didn't leave the new tchum, what is our Mishnah teaching us? That wherever he is now, that's considered his new Mokum Shvisa. It's as if, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, it's as if, although we've been learning so many times till now, that Kinyan Shvisa always has to take place, Bein HaShemashis, here Chazal said that there's going to be a new time for Kinyan Shvisa. The Kinyan Shvisa takes place after you finish what you had to do. That spot that you're in, when you finish doing what you had to do, that Tzolah call, the Eidus call, that's your new Mokum Shvisa. And where your Mokum Shvisa was before Bein HaShemashis is no longer relevant. That's what the Mishnah teaches us. That no, when is it an issue? It's only an issue when you are outside of your original Tchum. But if you never went so far that you were outside of your original Tchum, it's as if nothing happened. That's how Rav explains the Mishnah. But there's another way of explaining the Mishnah. Rav Simcha Chiyah Mehochkama. Im hayu tchum shenosnu chachomim mevloim b'toich tchum shaloi. And this is shown in diagram 177, which shows us like this. The person left his house and his original tchum was until the brown line. His new tchum, from where he's standing, which is shown on the left, is the yellow line. So the area between the yellow line and the brown line overlap each other. That little spot. So if Sim Vachi is telling us that what the Mishnah is teaching us, as long as I have any overlap, Im Hoya Tchum Shul Noslo Chachamim Mevloam B'Toich Tchum Shaloi is Kolol L'Yotz B'Tchum. It's as if he never left his Tchum. As long as you have even this small strip, that overlap succeeds. But my Kumifgi, what is the Machloikis? Rava obviously doesn't agree with that pshat. What's the machloikus between Rabbah and Rav Simcha Bachia? So the Masova lost tchumim milsehi. That's considered that he never left his tchum. Or Masova lav milsehi. There's an interesting machloikus. The Sharetzion quotes a machloikus of the Goyim Yaakov and the Eliyahu Rabbah. That what's the halacha for this person? The Goyim Yaakov says that this person should not, since his tchumim overlap, what he should do is go back to his original tchum and now follow that tchum. Since he has the right to go back to it because it overlaps, so take advantage of it and go back and now be like you were originally by Bein HaShemashis. The Eliyahu Rabbah says that's not pshat. The Eliyahu Rabbah says that once we allowed him to go out of his tchum and now he's where he is, as the picture indicates, he could choose to say that this is my Makom Shvisa and he doesn't have to go back to his original area. He can now choose to do what he wants. Only thing is that if he does choose to go back to his original tchum, then once he goes back to his original tchum, he'll get back to his old halakas. Amar Abaye l'Rava. So Abaye asks Rava, "V'at loy tizber that lost tchum milsehi? You don't hold that tchum lost tchum is relevant in halacha." He asked the following question. The picture, there's no picture in the sefer. There's a picture in the Gemara. In Rashi, "Umay ilu shavas b'ma'ora shibatoich abas alafim v'algag apokas ma'abas alafim." What's going to be the halacha like this? Let's say somebody was kind of shvisa in this cave. The way the cave is constructed, it's wide on the bottom and narrower on the top. So the bottom is a whole 4,000 amma. But since it's all in one enclosed area, the loch is you can walk anywhere in the area. Inside this 4,000 amma, valgaga poxma amma, loin nimtz mahalchas kula. The loch is that not only can he walk the entire inside of this, but he can even walk outside from either entrance, from the east side or the west side, from the right or the left, 2,000 amma. Why? Because this entire area, because since it's under one roof, is considered one tchum. So here too, since you have the overlap, it should be considered one tchum. Says the Gemara, how could you compare the two cases? Rabbi answers Tabaya, isn't there a difference to you? But heicha the shove ba'avim mechitzas by joim, where I was in the cave from Erev Shabbos by Bein Shmoshes. So this whole cave became my Dalet Amos, because it's in a closed area. So like we've learned so many times, that's considered Dalet Amos. My Tchum begins from either wall, from either door. In our case, where the person just traveled, not in the cave, and now you want to say they can walk back based on a lost Tchumim, ask the Gemara, I'll bring you another proof that we say I've lost Tchumim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shtayim Yikonis, Gimel Lo Yikonis. That the halacha is that if he has two amos between the end of his, from where he wandered outside, we spoke about this Gemara at the beginning of the shiur. He wandered outside his tchum. So halacha is like this: the matter is how much you wandered. If you wandered two amos or less, then you could go back into the original tchum. Gimel Lo Yikonis. But if it's two amos, if it's more than two amos, then you can't go back into the original tchum. My laugh, Rabbi Lezer Tamei, what's Rabbi Lezer's reasoning? Because as we will learn in the Mishnah tomorrow, Dom of Huva Mitzon, that the person, every person, as we've learned so many times, gets Dalet Amos, and he's considered as if he's in the middle of Dalet Amos, middle of the four Amos, getting two Amos on each side. The Abba Amos, the Yavale Rabbanon, those four Amos that Chazal gave him, command the Mivlin Dami. Since he gets them, it's considered like the overlap in the original Tchum, and since they overlap into the original Tchum, based on the concept of lost Tchum, we could go back. Become Yekanes. Am I've lost Tchum Milsehi. Am I Rabba Babachana Labaya. Umadarab Velezer Kamasis Leilumar. Are you asking questions from Velezer on him? We don't agree necessarily with Rabbi Lezer. Am I in. The Shmili Minei, that I heard, the Atkan Lepliga Lei Rabbana Lei Rabbi Lezer, the Machlex Rabbana Rabbi Lezer, Elodvar Rishos. If you could rely on these two Amis, when you're not by a dvar mitzvah, a dvar mitzvah might delay that you can rely that if you only wandered out two amos or less from your tchum, you could go back. Obviously, based on avlos tchumim, so we see that everybody agrees under certain circumstances, at least, to the concept of avlos tchumim. Now, Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Tosfos says we had in the Gemaras that we've learned in this parak two situations where it's clear that we relied on avlos tchumim. The first situation is the Gemara that we began our shiur today with. What happened? The person wandered, Rabbi Nechemya wandered out of his tchum, and we said to make a human mechitza around him, and if the human mechitza will overlap into his old tchum, he'll be able to walk into his old tchum, and once it overlaps and he's able to walk into the old tchum, he goes back to the way he was till now. Ask Tosfos, you see, that's I've lost tchumim. Then Tosfos asks another kasha. We learned the other day that the Gemara discussed the case again of a person who wandered outside his tchum. That the Gemara says, if he's a smart person and it works, like we explained the Gemara we learned that day, he should say he needs to go to the bathroom. So let's say the place where he's right now is not a place that's private. So Gemara says he, because of Gol Kvod Abrius, he could already wander in to his old tchum, and once he wanders into his old tchum, he gets back to Din. So that's also Avlos Tchum. So you see that we rely on Avlos Tchum. So what? How could Rabbi say that you don't rely on Avlos Tchumim? You keep on seeing the concept appear in the Gemara. So Tosfos says a beautiful teretz. In our Gemara, let's say we're not going to rely on Avlos Tchumim. What's going to be the halacha of this person? He'll have 2,000 amos. The 2,000 amos, like Rabbi explained, will start from where he's standing now. But I'm not limiting him. He gets 2,000 amos. So therefore, I don't have to say Avlos Tchumim. In the case that we began today's shiur with, would a person wandered out of his tchum, how much is he allowed to walk? He's only allowed to walk 4 amos. To make the person be stuck all Shabbos, that he'll only be able to walk 4 amos, certainly will rely on avlos tchumim, that we could give him back his old tchum.